انزل امشى بالسيجا العبها ممتع، وبلعب ابو بابا مجال انا زي مشو.
Long have we waited, and finally, Star Wars Celebration Anaheim 2022 has come and gone. It was definitely a week that will be long remembered. Yeah, I don't even know where to start, dude. I mean, I guess our flights, like, your flights were okay, right? Like, did you have any, like, turbulence or anything? Or?
I mean, the flight-wise wasn't terrible or anything. It was me constantly stressing and worrying whether the luggage was going to get there properly. Because
oh,
of
that's
the,
right. You were, like,
all the transfers.
Out.
Well, because the transfers was, like, you're supposed to send me somewhere else, and then they changed the planes last minute, and then I had an extra stop where I wasn't expecting. Like, I literally flew for an hour from one city in Texas to the other. And it was a bit of a stressful time, but it all ended up to be fine.
Well, it's funny. And that's why I wanted to mention it, because I've been listening to a bunch of different podcasts and their celebration episodes, kind of preparing for this. Way too many to mention. But, like, it sounds like a lot of people had a lot of trouble getting to Anaheim. And I feel like me personally, especially coming from New Jersey, which is 3,000 miles away, like I feel very lucky that like I really had no problems. My biggest air quote issue was my 4-hour layover in Nashville, which is a very nice airport, by the way. If anyone ever flies to the Nashville airport, it's very nice. And there's a very nice woman at the Burger King in the terminal who will treat you like she's your mother. So I went up to get a drink, and she's like, "Well, honey, ain't you gonna eat anything?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I've got, oh, honey, if you hadn't eaten anything, you gotta eat something. What can I get for you?" And I'm like, well, all right, give me a breakfast
sandwich.
I think I got like the chicken breakfast sandwich or whatever, if I remember correctly.
But I mean, Burger King, right? Burger King, you guys want to sponsor us? We're giving you some free advertising.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Proud sponsor of Jawa Jabber, a Star Wars podcast. Yeah, no, but it was so funny. Like, I went up to get a Coke because I went in the one magazine store, and all of their sodas were like warm, and I hate warm soda. Like,
I don't know anybody who enjoys warm soda, to be
fair
honest.
Enough. So then I saw like there was a Burger King, so I walked up, and you know, I just asked for a Coke, and you know, she was like, "Why ain't you gonna have anything else, honey?" And you know, she had that like Southern accent, and it totally like put a smile on my face, and it was great. So see, random acts of kindness is, you know, goes all the way. And I mean, I gotta say, there was a lot of that going on at Celebration. Like, I witnessed that, like, people, you know, like, how many people did we ask to take pictures of us? And they were just like, "Oh, yeah, sure." You know, like,
yeah,
you know, like,
I mean, and it usually, you know, did come with a small caveat, but it usually was intended that, you know, if they take a picture of you, you take a picture of them. Just kind of be friendly about it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and but, definitely didn't meet anybody that said no.
Yeah, no, I don't think no. Exactly. Yeah, no is not really a word that exists at Celebration, especially when it comes to spending money. It's like, "No, I'm not going to spend money on that." Right. No, cha-ching.
I would be remiss to mention I don't know if you remember. Do you remember our Uber drive with Jesus from the airport?
Yeah, how we booked the wrong Uber. How you booked the wrong Uber, right?
Or, yeah, and I wasn't sure if it would fit all our suitcases, but it did. It worked. Right. Jesus and his Chrysler 200 pulled up.
And he was very nice. I'll tell you, we had some nice Uber drivers.
Uber and Lyft, yes.
And Lyft, yes. And we did, because we did quite a few, especially when we were going to Disneyland. We were close enough to walk, and I know that...
Oh, but the pain. The pain.
Right. Me, you, and Matt walked for Star Wars night. Mm-hmm. And like, it's walkable, but it's so much easier to hop in a car. And
now we stopped at a pharmacy to pick up some energy drinks. So
yes, we did. Well, because that was the first day of the convention. Well, no, it was the second day of the convention, but we had had the Obi-Wan premiere that night, you know, the night before. We were up late talking about it. I mean, yeah, I mean, we were tired. Like, that's the thing. I think a lot of people don't understand how tiring something like Celebration can be. I know it caught me off guard initially in Chicago. I remember when they did the meetup at the Bean in Chicago. I know you went to that, but I did not go because I was just exhausted and I just kind of stayed in the room that night. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't have any friends kind of like pushing me to go or anything like that. So like this time, you know, I had you and Matt and Kyle and Zane and everybody kind of, well, no, we got to do this. yo, come on.
Yeah. Let's... sleeping was for later. See, the only thing that ever got me through all of it was just pure adrenaline and excitement and a whole lot of coffee. But honestly,
your badly made blank drinks from the hotel,
they were not the best, but there was a little bit of a line, but it got me through, right?
As a certified barista, I can say they were not properly made. Sorry.
No, but it's okay. And honestly, being able to, I don't even know how I did it with the energy that at the end of the day, waking up so early, going to sleep so late. I mean, I was definitely up for, 18 hours plus before I went to bed and then really only sleeping for maybe 6 hours max.
Yeah, because I think you woke up around 6 every morning.
I woke up earlier than both of you, for sure.
Right. Yeah, definitely. But like,
that's
because,
I got to make myself look pretty and it takes me longer, so.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, see, I was less worried about that, so, that's all right. But I understand. And you did. You looked very pretty, so, you were good. We got some great pictures, man. Like,
we had amazing pictures.
So it was so funny because... So Dennis and I did this thing where if it was going to be a picture of just me, you took it on your phone and vice versa. Like I took pictures of just you on my phone and then you made a Dropbox where you would put all the pictures in. And it was funny because I had already gone through and printed all these pictures and then you uploaded all of your pictures to the Dropbox. And not only did we take a lot of the same pictures, which I just thought was really funny because we tend to be, that dyad kind of thing. And
same kind of mindset. Yeah.
Right. It's like, of course, we both took a picture of this booth. And of course, we took a picture of that spire at, Disneyland and, like whatever.
Wait. That spire. You mean Black Spire?
Well, actually.
The spire.
See, I didn't get a picture of that. You did. That's why I just said that spire because
I see.
It's funny. I was looking through pictures and I was listening to someone else's podcast and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get it. So I went twice. I went to Florida 3 weeks before for a pre-planned family trip. Back when Anaheim was going to be August, I was going to Disney World in May and then Disneyland/Celebration in August, so I was going to have a nice little break in between and be able to save money. No, the Force did not want me to do that and wanted me to spend all the money in a month, so they moved the trip. And anyway, but both trips I did not get a picture of the Black Spire.
to be fully honest and truthful, I was going to ask one of the locals on Batuu where Black Spire was, because there's so many spires and, it's not necessarily like one is pure black and the others are other colors. So I honestly just learned which one is Black Spire a few days ago after seeing a Facebook post about it at Doc on Dars.
I was to say, but you got a picture of it.
Yes, so you didn't, but I didn't know that
I would say you didn't even know. And truthfully, I'll admit I didn't even know. But when I found it's probably we probably saw the same Facebook post or whatever.
We're just terrible Star Wars fans.
Oh yeah, we're the worst. Like we're those. Oh my
God! How could we not know what is Black Spire?
Right, like why are you even listening to this podcast, guys? Like you should not be listening to this. So I was scrolling through all of my pictures and all of our pictures and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get a picture of this. I have to go back. And then I'm scrolling through your pictures and I said, oh, Dennis got a picture of it. Good job, Dennis. And I know he probably didn't even know that he got a picture of the Black Spire, but
nope,
he did.
Nope. Not until just a few days ago.
Right, but hey, it doesn't matter. The Force was with us and we,
yes, in more ways than one, in many ways. Yes.
Oh, in many ways. Yes. Speaking of, lots of people talk about Celebration Magic. And something that happened to us was we got to attend the world premiere of a brand new Star Wars original Disney Plus TV series, a little series called Obi-Wan Kenobi. You may have heard of it. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Like, I remember we were on the show floor when, you know, there were rumors flying around that they were going to do a premiere. And, like, we were not in the Lucasfilm panel, which is where they handed out these things. And
these things, these gold, glittery wristbands.
These magical gold wristbands that get you into the premiere later that night. What were your initial thoughts, Dennis, when we first heard about this premiere and how we were not going to be able to go to it?
Well, I did remember us in our group with the other guys talking about that they're probably going to do something because they had moved the date for the premiere from Wednesday to Friday and doubling it up by having both episodes, first episodes playing. And so I remember
who was adamant that they were going to do something?
I mean, Kyle too, a lot more.
I know, but I was definitely adamant about it. Remember, I even made like a little YouTube video about it, like when they announced the date.
Yes.
That was
definitely.
And then what was the tipping point? Do you remember what the tipping point was? It was on Wednesday. It was the day we got there. Do you remember what that was?
You have to remind her because I don't remember.
Okay. So we were getting ready to go to Boon to Eve. And I was scrolling on Facebook and I saw that Hayden Christensen, my beloved Hayden Christensen, had been spotted at Disneyland. And I believe I did a backflip and like started freaking out. And I'm like, guys, we're getting a premiere. And you were like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, Hayden Christensen is at Disneyland. Ewan is at the convention. There is no way they're not doing something for us tomorrow at the convention. And you were like, yeah, all right. And Matt's like, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to get something. And I know Kyle was at his hotel. But, you know, I was like freaking out and you were like, all right, yeah, like, sure, we're going to get something, like, whatever. Like, you know, you were very George Lucas about it. You were very, you know, like,
if it happens, it happens.
Thank you, George. Welcome back to our podcast. We are so happy to hear you again.
Not a problem. We've got any chocolate. I need some chocolate. I need to wake up a little. It's a little late.
It is a little late, but that's okay. I love it. I know we were just walking around the show floor because we weren't in that first panel, and we were, you know, we were just enjoying ourselves. Remember, we were hanging out at the live stage and like we realized they weren't streaming the panel, which was an odd change from Chicago, because I remember in 2019, like, one of my fondest memories of 2019, I know you were actually in the panel, but like the episode 9, the Rise of Skywalker panel, I stood amongst the 70,000 people that were not in the panel on the show floor, shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to shoulder, watching the panel live on the live stream stage.
Right.
And, like, I mean, would I have liked to have been in that panel? Yes. But, like, I feel like I got the experience myself just there because I was surrounded by everybody and, you know, like, whatever. But, yeah, so we were walking the show floor and, you know, we start hearing rumblings because was it Matt, Zane, and Kyle were all in the panel, right? It was just me and you that weren't there? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have a group chat going and they were like, hey, guys, they're doing a premiere and we're going, and we're like,
it kind of made our whole day kind of go, man, I wish we were in that.
I know, but like, I remember at the same time we were like, you know what, that sucks, but hey, we're here, you know, like we have to make the best of the situation. I know we walked around the show floor and then we met up with Matt and Kyle and then some, let's just call it the will of the force, gifted us with wristbands.
Yes. She was extremely kind. Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. It was.
She just so happened to have a couple left and We were almost at the point of giving her all of our money.
Are you an angel? That line definitely applies to this lady.
Oh, why didn't we say that? Why didn't somebody say that? What a missed opportunity.
What a missed opportunity, especially at Star Wars Celebration. So, yeah, no. So anyway, we did, and actually we have proof, not only by our lots of pictures, but our photo op the next day with Ewan McGregor. We still have our gold
wristbands.
Our gold shiny wristbands.
Did not take that off till I left to go home at the end of the
week.
I
think I took it off after the convention. I think I took it off Sunday before we hit Disney on Monday and Tuesday.
You know what? I might have as well. I'm not sure. We were trying to find some scissors from the hotel desk.
That's right. Remember that? Yeah, because we couldn't get, it was
the blue one, the vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine one that, you know, they vigorously checked. Anna.
Yes, very much so.
Very much so, yes. Felt totally safe every day.
But anyway, yes, being in that premiere was incredible. We brought our lightsabers. We had a great time. We had wonderful seats that we were able to get as quickly as possible. And
I was going
to
say, and
amazing.
We didn't, like, we made out pretty good with our seats. Like, we didn't.
Well, you don't want to know why? You want to know why? Do you remember what we did when we first got in? We were on the on the bottom floor of the seat, you know, like where the seats are on the by the main part of the stage.
You
kind of
climbed up, right?
Yeah, Kyle, Matt, and I, we kind of just decided to climb over railings. We kind of did things that probably weren't the safest or the smartest at that time being, but everybody was scrambling to try to get a good seat. And I know other people on other podcasts have mentioned they were doing the same, and it was kind of chaotic, but everybody got to where they wanted to be. And
now, see, it's funny. So, like, I didn't feel chaotic because I let the four of you go ahead, and I'm like, I'm just going to meet up with you guys. Just save me a seat. And you were like, okay. And, like, you guys just kind of, like, took off. And I'm, like, walking, and I'm, like, igniting
my
lightsaber.
Here we are running in with popcorn and other random things they gave us and soda.
Oh, my God. But you got back at me with the freaking Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary panel, because I could not breathe for a good 15 minutes.
There was a lot of stairs climbing on that one. So
there was, and you did it so quickly. And like, it's, I don't know, like, it's
because
weird.
I'm like 140 pounds. So I, yeah. And we, run
we
around.
We won't talk about Jabba over here either. So like, like we,
Jabba Jabber.
Yes. So like, it's weird because it's not like, I felt so rushed for that panel, and like, you know, you were climbing up the stairs and you were running, and like, I felt like I had to catch up with you for some reason. For the premiere of Obi-Wan Kenobi, I didn't feel that way. Like, I was like taking my time.
Well, I don't know. The other people that we were with, you know, we knew we were going to save you a seat, right?
Right. But like, it's not like you wouldn't have saved me a seat.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. And maybe it was just a different feeling. I don't know. We had a different kind of vibe going on. I don't really know how to describe it.
It's funny. I don't even remember after we got those wristbands, like, what did we do the rest of the day? Because I know we met up at the line early. We met up around 5 o'clock, and the premiere was until like 7. I think we got there at like 4:45.
Well, afterwards, right? And, you know, after seeing both amazing episodes and having everybody on stage, and we sat, you know, probably a good...
I meant before, once we got the wristbands, like, what did we do?
Well, I think you went back to the hotel room to get the lightsabers. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And that's what happened. But then afterwards, you know, we got the posters, we got pictures of that, of course.
I was like, can we just talk about the premiere? Like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, there were rumors, like, I remember, cause we got in line about 4:45, and you know, it was like, it was a 7 o'clock premiere, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. So like, and I remember people were talking and like, you know, like how, like, you know, probably some of the cast was going to be there. And I remember thinking, well, Hayden was at Disneyland yesterday, so there's no way Hayden's not going to be. And he had been there that morning. Remember they did the Duel of the Fates music, and you and Hayden came.
That's
out
what we did miss. Yes.
Yeah. And we missed, oh my God, we missed at the live stage, my buddy, Anthony Carboni. And, you know, he was interviewing Ewan and Hayden before the premiere. And the best moment of the weekend, and I didn't even witness it, but I've witnessed it in videos and TikToks and everything since, when Anthony was like, so is there anything else you'd like to say before the big premiere tonight? And Hayden just gives like a big old smile and he goes, this is where the fun begins. And the crowd, including Anthony, goes wild.
Yeah, it's like, it's really difficult to, I mean, even when you watch it on YouTube, it's such a different experience than when you're there. Because if I was just watching this on YouTube, that would be exciting to me. But the level of volume and the energy in that room cannot be replicated in any other way.
No, it can't. Which brings us to the premiere. Like, when they opened those doors and it was like a red carpet, I don't know. This is kind of a little hard for me to say, like, as an actor and stuff, you know, like, and you're growing up and you're watching these big Hollywood movies and whatever, like, I guess you kind of always want to be a part of one, you know, like, you know, you see the paparazzi and you see this and you see, and you know, like when you become an actor, you're like, oh yeah, you know, that's going to be me. I'm going to be big. I'm going to be in Hollywood. And then the reality of it is most people don't get to be that. Like I am a stage actor. You know what I mean? I work at a local community theater. I am not knocking it. I love the work that we do and it's great, but like, you know, I'm not on Broadway. I'm not in Hollywood. I don't go to red carpet premieres and stuff like
but
that.
But we did. We went
but
to a
we
red
did.
Carpet premiere.
And not only did we do that, but we went to a Star Wars red carpet premiere, which I can truthfully honestly say in my heart of hearts, and you know me now, you know how I dream big, and like, you know, like I always say, oh well, we're gonna get Ashley to come on the podcast and yada yada yada, and you know, you always laugh at me and like whatever,
maybe one day, but, maybe one day.
It's gonna happen. Hi Ashley, by the way, it was so nice meeting you in Anaheim. Oh my god, you and Matt, it was great. Anyway, see,
yeah,
this
we weren't standing about as far away as we could from the autograph line and taking photos in case we couldn't take photos with you. That was not us at all.
Which we both did get photos with her.
Which
and,
we both did.
Yes. And we did the Ahsoka meetup, which was so cool.
Yes.
We have so much to talk about. It's crazy. But like back to the red carpet, like I remember watching the live streams of The Force Awakens red carpet, of The Last Jedi red carpet, Rogue One. So I don't think I saw the Solo one. I think I saw pictures of it, but, and definitely Rise of Skywalker. Like these red, yeah. Cause remember the red carpet for Rise of Skywalker. And I was texting you and I'm like, Kathleen Kennedy just said there might be more Skywalker saga. What's going on? Like, she's been touting this as the end of the Skywalker saga. Remember, I was like freaking out. I'm like, what does this mean?
I remember that.
I'm like, does this mean we get a Ben Solo series, please? Oh my God. Like, yes, please. I'm not getting rid of that. I want my Black Series figure. I want my vintage figure. I guess I have the lightsaber. And I want my Disney Plus original series of Ben Solo. Make it happen, Lucasfilm. Anthony Carboni, get in line with me and make this happen.
We haven't never actually asked Anthony Carboni what he thinks of Ben Solo's character. So.
Ooh, we have not. What if he doesn't like him?
What if he doesn't? I mean, I still love Anthony, but
I was going to say I do too, but does that mean we can't be friends? No, that doesn't mean
not
that,
at all.
That
not at all. That's no, not Star Wars at all.
No, because Star Wars is about coming together. And that is what we did at the red carpet premiere of Obi-Wan Kenobi. But yeah, so as I was saying, like, it was very, like, I remember watching these red carpets and thinking to myself, you know, I'm never going to be at a Star Wars red carpet. And then my buddy Rick, who I don't know where he lives, but he pops up at all these premieres. I'm assuming he lives in Southern California. Hey,
no,
Rick
lives in a tent and he just follows Star Wars.
Everywhere. Right. He just follows. But he doesn't only do that. I know he does Harry Potter and he does some Marvel cosplays, too. But like, so he's been at all these like premieres and whatever. And like, I remember he was at the Rise of Skywalker premiere. He took pictures with everyone. He took pictures with Mark Hamill and Daisy and like everybody.
We'll have Rick on the show sometime too.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Rick, even if you don't want to, you have to. So sorry. Like, you know, in his full Anakin Skywalker 501st approved costume. And like, I remember thinking, man, like, Rick is living the life. Like, how am I ever gonna do this? Well, I might not have gotten the selfies, but I got to walk a Star Wars red carpet. And let me tell you, it was very, emotional. Like, it was, I don't even know. We're a month and a half later and I haven't really talked about this much and I don't really know what to say. Like, it was just one of those things that, like, it was like, pinch me, I'm actually here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm looking around and I'm seeing the people now we didn't really get to interact with the cast. Like, the cast was there and that was fantastic. They were in the same room. We were actually in our seats when the cast came out. Like, you know, I remember we saw Sam Witwer. And
he had so much fun.
God. Sam Witwer is like one of the coolest people ever. Like, he looks
he's
like
as big as a fan as anyone.
Right. And like, he's like one of us who, like, you know, somehow became friends with Dave Filoni and now he's involved with all of Star Wars and it's fantastic. And like, we need to take tips from Sam Witwer, who we had air quote drinks with at the cantina. That's another episode,
I do remember Sam turning around when he was in the seats where we were behind him, maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 rows away. And he kind of stood up and looked and smiled and waved his hand in our general direction. And people just screamed like little fangirls.
Yep. I was one of them. And like, yeah. And then like when Hayden came in, like he was a little more subdued, but he was waving at people. He was, you know, like, it's gotta be, you know, people talk about this all the time. And like, I never really thought about it until now that I've been specifically this celebration and like, I see it, like, it's gotta be almost hard to be those people, you know, like they just want to come and watch a movie. Like, you know, they don't want to get bombarded by people. They don't want, like, an autograph line is one thing. A photo op is another thing. You know that you're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands of people like coming at you and like whatever, but like, you know, like think about like going to the grocery store, like,
yeah, the stuff fame, like the fame follows regardless of whether they want it or not. And I understand from their perspective, they're expecting that. And it's just sometimes just an unfortunate consequence of, you know, what they've been involved in, especially something as big as Star Wars.
It's such a
loved franchise that they really can't get away from it, even if they wanted to. I know some, you know, like some actually enjoy it a lot more than others. But regardless, it's something that I totally get what you're saying when it comes to just wanting to live a life and be a normal human being. But unfortunately, because of crazy fans like us who, you know, keep to ourselves and in some ways try to not show outwardly how much we're screaming inside inwardly. I totally understand that having that kind of pressure even on their shoulders is something that I can't relate to at all, but totally get how they can.
I am more than willing to learn how to relate to that too. If any of you at Lucasfilm that is listening want to cast me in a future Star Wars project, I will take that and run with it. I promise. But yeah, no. Well, so then like, yeah, we had the premiere and it was on this big, huge screen in the celebration stage area, which is where, you know, the panels are, like the big panels are. But yeah, it was just this huge screen. And one of the things that was very cool, and I'll compare it to, remember the season finale of Book of Boba Fett? When you woke up early and we watched it, air quote, together before I had to go to work. Like, you know, and we were texting each other during it and like enjoying it together. And like, it felt really cool to me knowing that me and you were watching it together, you know, like, cause, and I remember a similar feeling with Rise of Skywalker. Like, you know, we were 1700 miles away from each other, but we were watching it at the same time, you know, like it was, you know, so it kind of felt like we were watching it together. We actually got to watch it together this time. Like, and not just us, like we got to watch it with, I don't know, has it been revealed how many people were there even? Like,
I don't think they've officially said it.
Yeah, I don't think they've announced numbers, but I mean, we were there with thousands of Star Wars fans. And whenever you get thousands of people in a room together, it's noisy. It's loud. look at a Marvel opening night, look at a Star Wars opening night, look at any kind of opening night at like a movie theater, and you've got rowdy people, you've got kids screaming, you've got phones going off, you've got everything. Where I'm going with this, I feel like none of that happened during this. I feel like everyone that was in that room was just so happy and honored to be there that there was like silence. And like, yes, there were reactions, and yes, you know, there was some clapping and some cheering and whatever, but I didn't feel like it was anything over the top, like, because everyone was watching it, was experiencing it for the very first time, and everyone just wanted to soak in every little detail that was going up on that screen. And
agreed.
Like, being a part of that was just so, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it was just one of the coolest things ever.
No, maybe euphoric is a really nice word. Just something where it's really difficult to describe the feeling of being there, surrounded by hundreds, if not thousands, in that room of fans.
There were thousands. Everybody
is just absolutely in the same set of like mindset and the same reason to be there. Everybody's involved in the same kind of experience, and so being able to share that with people who love this franchise as much as you do, it was just a special moment and something that I don't think. I'm not sure if it'll ever be topped by anything, but I'm willing to be proven wrong.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't know, maybe in 2025 we'll get a screening of Revenge of the Sith with everybody. Like, that would be cool for the 20th anniversary. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's heavily regarded as one of the best Star Wars movies ever. It's personally one of my top three. So, yeah, you know, with that anniversary coming up, like, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. But yeah, other things with regards to Celebration, I mean, we could talk for days, but one of the things that I really enjoyed, and was just, and I did the same thing back in Chicago. I liked to wander the con floor. I would get up early enough to be able to get in to the con floor before there were a litany of thousands of people, and I could barely even move without running into somebody. I just like to look at things. I wasn't there necessarily to buy thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Some of the things were just cool to look at. Some of the things were, you know, something that I was interested in, but, you know, smaller things here and there. I enjoyed every single booth that I saw. And some of them, of course, you know, I wasn't going to buy the $3,000 Star Wars TV or whatever it was, but it was really cool how they set everything up to where it was geared around our interests. And each booth almost seemed like it was competing with the other to try to get our attention. And I just love the whole thing. I love being able to wander the con floor. And I know that took time away from other things that I could have done, other smaller panels that I could have visited, other, you know, people who were having autographs being done. I didn't do any autographs, but I did have photo ops. Those were things that you kind of have to pick and choose, right? And we've talked about this for past Celebrations where you can't do everything. So you have to pick and choose what you want to do. And if that's not possible, then make sure you have a plan B. And, you know, we could have a whole nother episode for, you know, the specific things that, you know, we kind of should have done it probably before, what you should do before Celebration or what you kind of should have planned out. But if you plan it out too much, then we wanted to do that,
and it just never came to fruition.
I honestly think that
I even recorded some stuff for it, and it just never got together.
I don't even think that's one of the things, though. It's being there and experiencing it in the moment, and not sticking to a completely rigid itinerary is what made it a lot more fun too. Because even though we had plans every single day, every single night, to do something, if it didn't go exactly to plan, there was always something else to do.
Yeah, and I felt much better this time, not just because I was with you guys, but like, I was so overwhelmed in Chicago. Like, not only was it my first Celebration, but it was my first real convention. Like, I had gone to one about 10-15 years ago while I was in college. And like, so I don't know. Like, I was just so overwhelmed and I was taking everything in. I was buying everything I saw, which I did not make that mistake this time. Thank you. So that was nice. I mean, I bought plenty. Don't get me wrong. But like, I
you know what helps? It helps when you don't have any more credit card availability to use. That's when it's like, well, I don't have that. So I honestly can't even charge it to credit. So
yeah, I hear that helps, but I don't want to test that theory. So
I can tell you from experience. I can tell you from experience. And honestly,
I get
it's one of those things where I still probably spent more than I should have, but with regards to limiting myself, I think it was a kind of a good thing that I wasn't able to spend more than I maybe would regret at this point. Because there are plenty of things I have right now that I'm looking to sell because I just do not find the enjoyment that I used to have with it. And I think a lot of it was just the impulse buy, the fear of missing out, getting it. And that was the excitement, was getting it. But now it just sits there. So
it does not bring you joy. It's gone.
It's the joy was the act, the experience of obtaining it. It wasn't necessarily it sitting in front of me. Now, that doesn't mean all the things that I have in my office / Star Wars room / podcast room is something that I enjoy. A lot of it I do have on the walls and still working on it, as we talked about before. But I think coming back to, you know, celebration is, it's a reason why it's not called Star Wars Convention number 5 or Star Wars Convention this or whatever. It's because it's more of a celebration of the franchise, of the films, of every part of Star Wars that we love. And we're celebrating it together as a group, as a very large group of individuals who share the same passion. So the merchandise is great. The panels are great. You know, the red carpet premiere was amazing, of course. Being able to be just a few blocks away from Disneyland and from Galaxy's Edge from Batuu was also amazing. But it really is, and it always has been, and I think it always will be in the future, as long as, you know, people are civil with each other. It's the experience with people that really makes it a celebration.
And I think going off of that, I think, you know, the pandemic and everything had a lot to do with this one specifically, just and the amount of joy that was in that room, because, like, you know, I had met Kyle before in Chicago, but that was about it. Like, I was meeting you physically for the first time. I was meeting Matt physically for the first time. Like, and, you know, you guys have been my rocks during the pandemic when I couldn't go out, when I couldn't do anything. And, like, you know, to get to see everybody again and for everyone to be to, because, like, they brought up on another podcast, like, you know, all these premieres that they've had on Disney Plus and whatever, like, you know, they haven't had crowd reactions. They haven't had this. They haven't, you know, like, they haven't been doing it because of the pandemic. So this was really the first time everyone was together again. And it was, yeah, it was great. It was truly a celebration. And I also like that that's what they call it, you know, like that it's not called a convention, that it, because it is, it's just people who want to celebrate Star Wars. You don't see negative people at Celebration. You know what I mean?
It's very hard. You would have to look very hard to try to find somebody. And even people who you would probably disagree with online or on social media just don't seem to bring that part of themselves out because they're enjoying themselves to where the only times I ever looked at social media was if, you know, I was trying to follow something specific or if there was an update about, you know, Kenobi or something of that nature. I never really was on there as much as I am when I'm at home. Right. And I think it was just because of all the things we were experiencing in person. There just wasn't enough time to be negative.
Well, that, and then the people that we were talking to were right next to us and not on our phone. Exactly. Like normal, because, you know, we've got that group text of all of us and, you know, there's, you know, sometimes we'll be at work for a couple hours and we go back and there's 80 messages in that group chat. You know what I mean?
If that sounds very low, actually.
So. I was going to say that actually is kind of lowballing it. Yeah. I remember the one night I fell asleep early because everybody knows that I work very early at a nondescript multi-billion-dollar coffee company. And And I woke up from my air quote nap, which ended up being 4 or 5 hours. And I think there was 127 missed messages from you guys back and forth. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to read this. Like, this is
yeah,
fantastic.
Sometimes there were periods of time where it still happens where we have a lot less talk right now because everybody has their own personal things happening in their lives. But sometimes I just didn't have the energy to even go through all of it. I was like, okay, if whatever I've missed, I'm sure they'll bring it up again.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, that, I mean, the experience at Star Wars Celebration is something that I've only gone twice. And it's one of those things that I just will never forget. And I don't think my phone or anything, you know, will let me forget because of the amount of photos that were taken. I think if you include Disney, I think it was over close to 3,000 photos and videos.
Yep,
I
would say I'm about the same. I wish I had taken some more video. I didn't take a lot of video. I did a lot of pictures, but I did not take a lot of video. Like, I took a few, like when you saw that probe droid going around, right?
Yes.
Like the Imperial probe droid, which was like, I guess it was life size, right? Like it was huge. Like
it was, yeah, I would say it's life size.
Like it's got to be life size. So like that was near me. That was over near that X-wing. Remember we took the picture with the X-wing?
Mm-hmm. Inside the cockpit.
Inside the cockpit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's where I saw it. I think I was waiting for you. I forget where you were, but like I popped out my phone and I took a quick video of it, like just kind of floating by me. And it was like the coolest freaking thing and that's the thing, like just walking the con floor and like the cosplay and the droids and the
cosplay was another. And I think the majority that we saw was on Friday and Saturday, but it was a whole nother level. There was everywhere you looked, everywhere you turned, there was something.
I'll tell you some of my best memories from Celebration, and I know that I was missing out on some stuff, but remember Saturday how we just kind of hung outside for probably like 3 hours
and just watched,
like, and we just watched everyone in cosplay and we took pictures. Like there was that Boba Fett with the Jawas took my armor. That was that guy was so funny. That's made me laugh.
And the creativity in the cosplayers.
Oh my God. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about my Ninja Turtle Jedi people and Mandalorian.
I actually just saw that photo on my phone. So
they were so cool, because for anyone that doesn't know, I was, before Star Wars, I was a huge Ninja Turtle fan. I had the bed sheets. I had the action figures. Gee, my personality has really changed in my 27 years of life. But when I saw those, so these were full movie costume Ninja Turtles, but then with like a Star Wars overlay. Like Leonardo was a Jedi, I think Michelangelo was a Mandalorian, and Raphael was somebody, and then April O'Neil was Princess Leia. She was in her jumpsuit and she had the red hair, but it was like the Leia cinnamon buns. And that was personally a top cosplay of mine. There was also another guy that I now follow on Instagram and Facebook and everything. He was a really good Mando.
Yes,
that I
a lot of good
in.
Mandos.
There was lots of good Mandos, lots of good armorers. And I also like when they take the costume and do like a little spin on it. Like, did you see the kind of like the dapper Mandalorian in armor? They were in like a tuxedo kind of. Like,
I think
they
so.
I like when they do like a kind of spin on that. Like, I always think that's kind of neat. And then there was that girl who was kind of dressed as Obi-Wan and she had the Mustafarian roast or something. She was like a barista, but like from Mustafar, like it's clever stuff like that. Like that I can't think of for some reason. And it just always makes me smile. Like you don't see cosplays like that anywhere else, you know, like you almost have to go to Celebration. And that's something that next time I would like to do, because I think I want to do my Kylo, because I did Anakin the one time.
Yeah, I totally understand wanting to be able to do the cosplay. It's just always for me that I enjoy like the amount of time and effort people put into theirs, but I just don't have the willpower to do it for myself.
I don't either. That's why, like, I feel like that one that I wore to the Rise of Skywalker premiere, like that one that I got from Disney, is a really good Kylo costume. I feel like I could pull that off in like a celebration type setting. I just need to get a wig, just like with Anakin. I don't have a wig, but like, I don't know if you know this, at Disneyland, I bought that Kylo Ren belt.
Yes.
In Doc Ondar's, and that goes perfect with my already Kylo costume, and I never had a belt before because I'm a larger person, and the belt that came with the costume didn't work. So yeah, well, that's definitely something for next time. All right, well, we are going to take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with some more celebration talk.
Sounds good.